So if God is going to analyze our lives and judge us by our works, what should we be doing? Well, now keep backing up to Philippians. I told you we'd get there. Back up now to Philippians, one of the favorites of all the New Testament books. And look with me at Philippians chapter 3. Because God is going to analyze our lives, and Paul was looking forward to that, and God is going to judge us by our works. If you're a believer, you're going to be judged on the basis of your works. I'm going to be judged on the basis of my works. I am clothed in Christ's righteousness. That's how I get there. But what I am there is going to be based on my works. Because the scriptures clearly say there are going to be differing degrees of reward in heaven. Our capacity, our very appearance, as Daniel puts it, those that turn many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. It's just amazing. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 that there, just as there are many different magnitudes in the celestial realm of stars, he said there's going to be differing types of rewards. Very fascinating to meditate and ponder on this. But look what he says in verse 12. Because in Philippians 3:12, Paul takes us back and challenges us with a picture. And this picture is that our life is spent in the production of building materials. And each day, we either spend merely living for the temporal or for what is endless and eternal. And he says, not that I've already attained. He says, I'm not there yet. Verse 12, not that I'm already perfect. There's no perfection in this side of glory. But I, and here's his life, press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold on me. He says, Jesus picked me. He chose me. He grabbed me. He laid hold on me. And he said, he laid on hold of me for the purpose, Ephesians 2:10, I was created for good works. He grabbed me and he's holding me as a tool in his hand. And he wants to use that tool for good works. And that tool is going to cooperate. And it's going to fulfill all of God's will and purposes, or that tool is not. That's why he says in Timothy, there's some vessels for honor and dishonor, and some for noble use and some for ignoble use. Be a vessel that is fit for the master's use. Be a tool in his hand. And he said, that's what I'm pressing toward. I want to know why you laid hold on me. Look at verse 13. I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, all the failures and all the waste and whatever that has not been of God, I reach forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14, here's the whole heartbeat of Paul's life. I press toward the goal for the prize. What was that prize? Well, that's going to be what we're going to read. So turn back even further to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Often I've taken you to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and neglected 1 Corinthians 3. Let's look at that this morning. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul expands on the idea. He says, our works, our deeds, our actions are transformed into either wood, hay, and stubble every day, or gold, silver, and precious stones. Look at verse 13. He said, each one's work will become clear, 1 Corinthians 3:13, for the day, before the judge, before the throne, the finish line, the end of the race, standing at last in his presence. He calls it the day. The day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. It's interesting, I had a little buddy sitting on our edge of our fireplace last night, and he said, one of those big questions in life, he said, what is fire? It was so beautiful. You know, trees that had been alive just a month or two ago in our yard were just spluttering and beautifully burning in the fireplace last night. You know what fire is? It's very consuming. It's very merciless. You put the wrong thing in the fire and you'll be sorry because it's just gone. You drop something, you throw something, you accidentally, something falls in. Fire is merciless. It's consuming. And what he's saying here is the everyone is going to have their life revealed, verse 13, by fire. And the fire, verse 13, will test each one's work, what we were created to do, what we spent our life doing, our works. It's going to test them whether they were good. It's going to assess them in God's sight of what sort it is. Verse 14, if anyone's work which he has built on it endures. By the way, what is on it? The foundation. We don't have to lay the foundation. That's already laid. It's Christ. That's earlier. That's before where we started reading. So the foundation is laid. The building materials are our choice. So we don't have to worry about the foundation. But if what we built on it, our works, endure, continuing in verse 14, he will receive a reward. mistos. That's the same word we saw in the last few verses of the Bible, that the Lord is coming with His rewards, and He's going to give it according to our works. So the whole Bible just totally is congruent. It all fits together. It's seamless the way it fits together. Continuing, verse 15. Here's the sad part. Here's where we get to the crash site that we're going to look at today and tonight. If anyone's work is burned, that means if their life materials that they choose to build their life with, if they're consumed by the fire and burned up, if anyone's work is burned, verse 15, he will suffer loss, but he'll be saved, yet so as by fire. It's a very sobering picture of the judgment seat of Christ. I think a lot of people are just can't wait. You know, they're just looking forward to this, and they're just going to just run into heaven, and they go, oh, what's this? Oh, it's kind of like the security check thing, you know, at the airport. And I'm going on a trip. Yeah, we've got a little stop here. We're going to run your life through this conveyor belt. We're going to see what makes it. And whatever wasn't lived in the way that God wrote in the recording book here that we're supposed to live is going to not come out the other end. And whatever doesn't come through, look at verse 15. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. Yet he'll be saved. Yet so as through fire. Well, 1 Corinthians 3, and I want to read the first 11 verses. You follow along in your Bibles. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, 1 Corinthians 3:1, but as to carnal, as to babes. Carnal, the idea of fleshly, dominated by the flesh. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. You couldn't understand the Bible because until now you weren't able to receive it. Even now you still aren't able, for you're still fleshly or carnal. How do you know you're fleshly and carnal? Because you have envy and strife and divisions among you. Aren't you carnal? Behave like mere men. When one says, I'm of this group, this is my hero, Paul. Another says, no, I'm of this group, I'm of Apollos. Aren't you carnal when you divide into these little groups? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? So God does use servants, but you don't look at the servants, you look past them, he says. Verse 6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We're all on this team. So neither he, verse 7, who plants is anything, or he who waters. It doesn't matter who the tool is, but God who gives the increase. Remember, we're all zeros, and he's the one. Don't forget that. Don't think your zero is bigger. We're all zeros. It's God who gives the increase. He's the one that makes meaning out of this. Verse 8, now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. The field is we're sowing the seed of the word of God. The building, we're building our lives with these materials. Verse 10, according to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Remember C.T. Studd's great little saying? Only what's done for Christ will last. That's where he got it, right here from. Only Jesus Christ, only what's laid and built on the foundation of Christ, his way, is going to last. Verse 12, now if anyone builds on the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, that's permanent, enduring, eternal, what God wants, or wood, hay, straw, that's temporal, and it's kind of what I get caught up in, it's a lot of self there. Verse 13, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work will be spilled on endures, he'll receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.